Love Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Details.
Well,
I was engaged at the time, but I knew he wasn't the one for me or whatever, and I ran into this guy I used to know, and he gave me his number. He wanted me to call him, and I didn't, and I wish I had him. So that's basically it.
Hmm.
So basically, in translation, what she said, if he wanted to fuck dude, she should have fucked.
That is not what I said, because if I wanted to fuck him, I would have fucked him. That's all that would, that's how it would have went down, but I didn't.
I guess she told you. But anyway, all right. The second regret. What's the second one? If you could go back and change that second one, what would it be?
I don't know. I can't say that one is a regret because I got my baby from it, so I can't really say she ain't no regret. So,
boy.
But hey, Janine, this damn right with you. I hear you.
I wouldn't have stole her daddy from my friend. So, but then if I wouldn't have did that, I wouldn't have got my baby. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't really regret that.
Oh, you stole your friend's man and had a baby with him? Is that what you just said?
Yes, I did.
What a class reunion. I bet that motherfucker cut her eyes at every class reunion that you go, bitch. Hey, girl, how you doing? I'm miserable. I've met this other motherfucker on a rebound. Got pregnant by him. And this motherfucker, he takes care of his motherfucking kids all because you took my motherfucking man. Yeah, bitch, you.
Damn, yeah, that's fucked up.
Right.
Well, that wasn't my fault.
And then here's the fucked up part. Here goes the fucked up part. Then she gonna tell him, "Oh, you can have him back now." That's the fucked up part. I don't even want the motherfucker. You can have him back. You know, fuck this girl life up, then tell her she can have him back. Hey, boy, I tell you,
it wasn't my fault. You know, me and her was friends, and she kept calling me. She just kept calling me with the dude on the phone. Why would you keep calling me with the dude on the phone? And, I mean, and then you look at both of us, who else you going to pick but me? I mean, that's like not even, that wasn't
arrogant.
Even no comparison.
And you call me arrogant.
I told you, man, y'all motherfuckers run neck and neck.
What up?
I take back everything I ever said about you, dog. I swear I do. I didn't think it was possible to meet a motherfucker worse than you.
I haven't seen her in forever, but she did request me on Facebook, but then she won't ever say nothing to me.
Hell yeah.
She
just trying to see what the fuck I'm doing. That's what the fuck she's trying to do, trying to see or trying to make sure I ain't talking to her husband or some shit. I don't know.
If I see one picture with her and with him and that bitch, I am going to go crazy.
I bet that cut on Saturday.
He's going to come looking for her ass.
Right. Okay. Liquor stores. It's two regrets. If you could change these two regrets, what would they be?
Well, the one I didn't have any control over, but I wouldn't have moved. And the second...
Once again, here we go. You wouldn't have moved from what, baby?
I just wouldn't have moved. I wouldn't have never left home. Number two, well, I already told you, I wouldn't have laid with the devil and had his baby.
You wouldn't have laid with the devil?
Mm-hmm.
But that's a deacon.
I am not talking about him.
I'm sorry.
Okay. The deacon is the devil?
All right, man. Let it go.
Hey,
let it go.
Oh, We got Waylo,
what's good,
man.
Dog? What's happening, Waylo?
Good, bro.
Chilling. Okay, okay. Now, all right, we got the ladies out the way. So, fellas, all right, I'm going to start. Waylo, matter of fact, since you're home here, I'm going to start with you, man. Two things you could, that you regret. If you could just go back and change time, these two things, what would it be?
I gotta think about that.
All right, well, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. D. All
right, yeah, let me worry about that.
Two things you could change, what would it be?
Shit, the first one would be I wish I would have just fucked my ex-girlfriend and never got with her, tried to be in a fucking relationship. Because then if that was the case, I wouldn't have got all this shit on my background and on my record.
You done been to jail and everything for?
Number two.
he bad as the girls. He just bypassed work with my girl.
No, just what it is. I just did a lot of dumb shit. And you know what I mean? I just did a lot of dumb shit. And I just wish we would have just did our thing and then we would have went our separate ways. But what's the second thing? Hey, this is not really a regret. It's just like Janine. It's not really a regret, but I wish I would have never got married at 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I wish that, yeah. Yeah, I wish I never would have got married at 19.
You got married at 19?
Yeah. I got married at 19. We were together for 7 years.
All that pussy out there.
That's kind of not a regret. I mean, it's not my daughter. My daughter is not a regret. I wish there was a way you can go back and switch baby mamas.
Oh, my mama.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Let the church say amen. Church, preach, tabernacle.
Right.
All right, well, we're going to exclude the baby mamas out of this or the baby daddies because we all, if we ain't with them right about now, we all thinking what the fuck are we thinking about being.
Right, exactly.
We're going to exclude that. All right, Wick, two of them.
The first one, I probably wish I would have stayed with my old thug mama.
I can't hear you, dog.
That was the first one. I probably
would have
wished I would have stayed with my oldest son, mama.
You would have tried to
stay with him. I wish I would
have
said, not guilty in court.
Yeah, because it went all downhill from you from there, dog.
Yes, it did.
I told y'all, I was like, I'm finna bail you out, dog. I'm finna bail you out. All you got to do is say not guilty. They gonna give you a pause. You'd have been at work by 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I wish I was saying not guilty.
Hell no.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. That was a big regret there.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, what about you, dog?
One of my regrets. Is letting this motherfucker sit by my refrigerator. Move, man. Move away from my refrigerator.
What are you talking about?
Get away from my refrigerator, dude. Come sit on this side of the room.
What are you talking about, Wick?
This motherfucker sitting right next to the refrigerator.
Drinking up all the beer. All the drink.
Eating up. Right, man. Damn. No, I regret I got out the service. I do regret that I should have never got out. Well, I was kind of helped out, but. And the other one is, I'm like him, man. I wish I could switch my baby mama.
Well, no, we can't say baby mama. We're going to change that. We all know, we all got that regret.
Well, maybe my first marriage. I kind of regret that motherfucker.
Kind of?
Shit. Yeah, that's kind of you regret that motherfucker. I know you regret that bitch.
I don't regret the day. I just regret that I didn't see the warning signs. Well, I saw them, but I didn't pay attention to them. You know what I mean?
Man, if it was any bigger, it would have been like the size of a Mack truck.
It was a goddamn snake. The motherfucker would have bit you.
Yeah, that would have been a king cobra with an ace. That would have been an anaconda. Swallowed your ass off. I mean, dog, all the time was there.
Oh,
he didn't like nobody.
No, then, except yeah. for D. She liked the D. She liked the D. It was D and the other.
Yeah.
Fuck all y'all.
Hey, we felt like David Ruffin. This is David Ruffin, and these are the Temptations. For real.
I wasn't the Temptations.
Man, I was fucked up. Hey, seriously, we were standing all together. She said, this is D, and these are the others. God damn.
I walked around, I was one of the others all day. Me and
goddamn. Yeah, that's what we kept. We walked around. How you doing? I'm one of the others.
And kiss my ass.
He loves you, Spotify.
I mean, God damn.
Oh, that shit was funny.
Shit, oh, yeah. I got mine now. I'm going to piggyback off of Father Time. I wish I would have stayed in the service, too. I should have stayed in that motherfucker.
We seen you with your camouflage on.
Hey, but peep this, man. Peep this. We got quite a few people listening. If y'all want to join, you got to push one. And we will bring you in. I know y'all got some regrets.
Hey, everybody got regrets.
All right, well, what's the second one?
The second one, I wish my dumbass would have saved some of that money I was tricking off back in the day.
Now, that's a good one.
I reckon. Yeah, I hear you
there. That was a good one.
I know I tricked off a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Shit, I'll
be the motherfucking $100,000.
Dope houses. I'm in the bathroom. Come back. You got to go outside. I'm busy. Can't come here right now.
Man, a little bit too much information on the day before you get married.
Gina on the phone.
Damn, them damn strip clubs.
That's man. Wait a minute. That's man.
Yeah.
God damn, man. If I could invest it, half the shit I spent on hoes. God damn, I'll be rich.
Shit, I just sat and thought about it between buying rubbers, buying alcohol, fucking buying cars, stupid ass jewelry and shit.
The best thing you say, tricking off. There's one way to trick off. Hmm.
Well, I think my biggest regret, fucking around with Father Time, getting drunk for the first time.
Driving that road?
Yeah.
On the bench? On the bench?
Y'all had to ride me on the handlebar to take me home.
I wouldn't be drinking like this if it wasn't for him. You, man, you a bad fucking influence. That's what the fuck you are.
Are you drinking right now?
Yes.
Yeah, he is. He did that couple nights in it.
Yeah, I'm drinking right now, fucking with him. No, but honestly, I think my biggest regret is not following up on, I always wanted to do radio. And my biggest regret was not following up on it when I was younger.
You doing radio now, man? What are you talking about?
Well, fuck, I could have been with Tom Joynette or something by now. Well, fuck,
Jesus was a good radio
dude. What is he saying?
I feel like you're in a bathroom taking a shit, ain't it?
I know. It's like far away.
Got him, man. Come from the refrigerator. I mean, you can't even
imagine. It sounds like you said something about Chief of Westside.
Yeah, he said y'all had a good teacher.
Yeah, man, yeah. And he told me I had potential, dog. He had told me I had potential to make it. But, man, I got so discouraged by them damn principals and shit because they always kept telling us what we couldn't do. I mean, I should have just, you know, just went forward with it still. I regretted that. And, I mean, that was probably my biggest regret. All right,
what's your number two?
My number two, honestly. Now, this one's going to fuck y'all up. And I don't give a fuck if y'all laugh or not. But my second biggest regret, I didn't try out to be a professional wrestler. Hey, I wanted to be a wrestler so bad when I was young. I'd be on TV.
We all did.
I mean, but a motherfucker didn't even try. I could have went to the motherfucking shit. Motherfucker, we could have been in the Olympics or something. Man, I mean, we was good. You got, Simon, you got to give us credit. We was damn good, man.
I wish we didn't take part of that shit.
Well, I know Poon didn't enjoy that shit.
Nah, my little brother didn't enjoy it at all. He was a test dummy.
I'm trying this move.
Oh, yeah, man, my brother got stitches across his head right now while I ran his head to the pole. he didn't react like what the fucked up part is. I thought he was gonna react like they did on wrestling. You know how you hit your head against the pole, and they be like, "Oh, he's bleeding everywhere." Oh, fuck. You know they shut him down for a second, then they get up. That motherfucker got to jump, and then I was like,
he said, this shit ain't TV.
Right. Man, I'm trying to hold him down. He hollered and yelling, "Mama, mama." I was like, man, shut up, man. I'm going to get a whooping. we came up with a lot.
Man, we all got those regrets, man. I wish I would have played baseball, man.
But we did come up with the perfect lie. You know, them project houses, you know, everything was made out of concrete and metal. So shit, he tripped and fell in his head.
There you go.
Why you think it was never child abuse reporting? Nobody could hear you scream because it was all brick and concrete.
Everywhere you went, they had those metal pipes as fucking fences.
I mean, but
right, you talking through the vent. I'm getting beat over here. She beat me. Call the police.
I don't know, man. But I mean, now as far as the baby mamas go, I gotta go with what Janine said. I don't regret it because if I regretted it, that means I'm regretting my child, and I love my child.
Right.
Well, my children. But I ain't gonna lie to you. Some of them motherfuckers. If I could tie a motherfucking brick to their ass and throw their ass in the ocean. Shit. You would never hear
about
that.
Yeah, I want to be like Eminem and tie it to the bed and burn that house on fire.
Hell yeah.
Well, I told y'all, man. Why y'all think I be watching CSI?
Figure out how to get rid of that motherfucker quick.
And NCIS, you can commit the perfect crime. Because they tell your ass how to get away. They show
hell
how
yeah.
every last one.
ID challenge.
Yeah.
You only need two times to get rid of.
Well, I don't got that problem no more, so it don't matter to me no more.
All you need is two things, a good soul and a pig farm.
My days of that shit is over.
Hey, man, so how do we feel not to be paying child support no more?
Man, dude.
Tell me, too.
Hey, I'm just telling y'all, man, the day gonna come. It's gonna end. It's coming, trust me. The day is coming.
But it don't stop. You still gotta pay me, God. You still gotta pay me.
Right.
Hold on, stop, y'all. Where is he at? What do y'all got him at?
Cooking the shit.
He in the holding cell.
Oh, God damn. It's like he's just in the back yelling, "Yeah, we gonna go, 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 go." Is he at?
know. I guess it's that new phone that he talk about all goddamn time. Piece of shit. You don't
need the
internet to talk on the phone.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to the song, and we're going to see if we can get him up a little bit closer. We'll be right back, y'all. All
Ooh.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Motherfucker, we got plenty of pussy on that song. Girl, let me play this for you right quick. All right, now let me ask y'all. All right. I'm going to start with D. D.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you think when you meet a woman, you come on too strong? Or you think you more laid back?
I'm very laid back, man. If I get drunk, I come on strong.
When you're drunk, you come on strong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I get kind of not aggressive, but like some women don't like when you touchy feely and shit, and I be grabbing them around the waist and all that shit.
That motherfucker is touchy feely, boy. I ain't lying. That motherfucker touchy feely like a motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, you get to grab them, trying to kiss on them and shit.
God damn, you gonna be a victim of date rape. All right, okay. Waylo, what about you, man? You feel like you come on strong, or you more passive? Waylo? Well, fuck you half dead motherfucker.
Did he drop off?
Nah. You know how Waylo is, man. He doing some shit he ain't got no business doing. What about you, Tom? Wait, you feel like you come on strong or you lay back?
Kinda in between.
I didn't know for other times so I like that, but
I don't really think go strong.
No, kind
of you fucking man.
I don't know, Tommy, what about you, dog? You come on strong.
No, man, I'm laid back, you know that.
No, I don't know that.
I'm that gentleman type motherfucker, man.
This the same motherfucker.
Define. Yeah,
hold
the line of gentleman type.
Wait a minute, this the same motherfucker that used to walk up to motherfuckers when we had a club like, hey, you got a phone? No.
That was different, man.
Well, then when they say no, well, you got a phone booth down the street from your house then, bitch? Yeah, but you real laid back, dog. I feel you.
I'm laid back, man.
Alright.
I don't think you gotta be aggressive, man, because a woman know up front if she gonna fuck with you or not. Before you even talk to her, she already know. Am I lying, lady? Ladies, am I lying?
I agree with that.
Yes, that is true.
Okay,
see?
So now let me ask you. Let me ask you. Do you like them to come on strong, or you like them to be more laid back?
No, I don't like for people to come on too strong. I mean, you could be subtle. You can, you know, approach me, and of course, tell me, you know, what you want from me. But I don't want you to come on too strong. You know, you need to have confidence. Of course I want you to come to me with confidence.
I mean, so if we sitting in the club and I'm like, hey, you know I bought this drink, so you do know we fucking tonight, right? That's a little bit too strong.
Hell no. I ain't going that hard.
That wouldn't happen no way, so.
What?
Why you say that?
Because I ain't never fucked nobody that I met at a club.
Oh, I know what you're saying. You mean it won't happen. I thought you meant like that situation won't happen.
Oh, yeah, that situation has happened plenty of times.
Right, you saying you ain't, I know what you're saying.
I took the drink and he didn't get none.
Yeah. Pour that shit back out. I pour that shit back out. Hey, so you do know. What you say, nigga? Fuck
you. Don't
call
this motherfucker up.
You don't think you need to push it for an hour and then get up and just leave?
Hey, you get ready. Hey, we get ready. Walk out the club. Hey, so what's up? I said I don't got this motherfucker by the back doing the Heimlich maneuver on her ass. Give it up.
Make
get that up. Motherfucker. Hell yeah. Get that motherfucking drink back up. You knew what the deal was. You knew the deal.
Whatever.
play the game too. I could be like, oh yeah, we gonna do something and whatever, whatever. I give you my number, whatever, you know. Until y'all, you know, y'all started learning that little trick, and then
hell,
you know,
yeah.
I had to come up with something new. But you know, I come up with.
If you ain't coming to my car, then shit, I'm telling you, the Heimlich maneuver coming on.
Now you start going, and now I drive behind you. I got my own car. I'm gonna follow you.
Take my car to the crib.
I'm trying to.
Hell yeah,
you turn it. I bust you right in the middle of the motherfucking street. Where you going?
Hell yeah.
Step on side and come on with me. Fuck you going? I'll run this motherfucker off the road. You better come back home with me. Neither one of us going to make
it home. Vanilla Sky type shit, huh?
Hell yeah.
Can you keep straight? What you doing?
Alright, okay, liquor store, what about you? You want the aggressive, you want the aggressive or the laid back?
Laid back, please.
I mean, you know what, I understand that, and I can be laid back to a certain point. But then, if I see, like, the laid back ain't working, and, like, if I'm like, hey, how you doing, and you know what I'm saying, I'm flirting with you, and it ain't getting me nowhere, then it's time to go into phase two. All right, this time get a little bit more aggressive, shit. Hey, what's your name? Damn, you didn't see me coming this motherfucker. You see me hollering at you for 2 damn months now. You ain't said nothing back to me? Oh, fuck that.
So you more that real aggressive, bro. So you just go up to a girl. You in the club, right, dog? You just go up to her and be like,
what's up, ma? Is we fucking or what?
Yeah, I have.
That's how you get in. I have.
And I ain't ashamed to say that I done got a couple of drinks too on my face.
Just get ready to say, you still got that alcohol smell in that shirt.
Hell yeah.
Was we that fucking was, or what?
That's because I was drunk. I was fucked up that night. Man, I knew she was a stripper. Shit, she was a stripper. Shit. I done fucked you before. What shit? Oh, because I ain't got the money in my hand right now. Yeah, you too good? Mm. And I didn't want to treat you like a prostitute that night. Because you wasn't nothing but a high price hoe. Fuck them, man. Shit. Nah, I'm just playing. Well, I ain't playing about that. That bitch did throw that drink in my face.
In your face, like literally in your face?
Literally in my face.
Damn.
I had it coming, though, man. I couldn't do shit. I had it coming. I mean, I did.
Hey, I was with him, dog. When she threw the drink in his face, that motherfucker turned and looked at me and said,
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Hey, you know what? That's who the fuck I felt like that night, too. Shit, man, I was fucked up. I was drunk. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I was on some bullshit. But, yeah, I think I'm more, I ain't gonna say I'm that real aggressive type. But, damn, if I see something I want, yes, I'm gonna try to get it. I'm not finna sit back and keep throwing little hints to you.
See, yeah, we gotta define, like, what... Let the ladies define what is aggressive.
What is aggressive and what is passive?
Right.
Okay, ladies.
Ladies?
Anybody care to define what's the too aggressive?
Being aggressive is when you in my face and I don't want you to be. That's being too aggressive. If I didn't made it known that I don't want to be bothered with you, then get out of my face. That's being too aggressive.
No, let's switch it around. Hey, let's switch it around. Hey,
because if you said you don't want to be bothered with me and I'm not your type or whatever, I'm not going to keep coming in your face.
I get you. No, I hear that, but let's look at this. Let's look at it like this. Right? Yeah. You feeling the dude may be feeling you. Now look at that scenario.
What's aggressive? What's too aggressive? I mean, in your opinion, what would make a guy too aggressive towards you, even if you're feeling that guy?
If I am feeling him.
Right. So what actions may he take that makes you feel aggressive? Or that make him or make you feel like he's aggressive?
I don't know.
That's it for me, right?
I just look at that thing. If you smile and your teeth fucked up.
What if I pull you by the bathroom and I pull my dick out? Is that too aggressive?
No, I just know what you're working with. You didn't either gave yourself a good chance or you made it worse.
Hey, you go by the
bathroom. You're going to be like, nah, that's too aggressive, motherfucker.
Like, exactly.
From me to you.
You know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
So in other words, now if you pull a 10-inch dick out, it's like. But now you pull a 3-inch dick out, you got that.
That's when we get offended. Who do you think I am?
Right.
What kind of girl did you
think I was? Oh, you just nasty. I'm trifling and perverted.
All right, so now, the fellas, come on, man. Y'all ain't never did nothing wild like that. Ain't nobody ever did nothing wild like that.
Duh.
I know. You say what?
With you for years, duh.
What the fuck is?
He said, duh. He's been kicking with you for years. Hey, listen.
I'm gonna translate, dog.
He said, Abba Dabba Doo.
Fuck you.
Abba Dabba Doo.
I mean, my whole thing is, man, I mean, come on, man. Everybody that did something wild. I mean, shit. Why, you caught me drunk enough at the club? Let me see it. Here you go. I'm going to put my hands on my hips.
Sure, nigga, I've been to the club before. I've been to the club and told somebody I'm going to marry him and then went to the club the next night and didn't remember I was talking to him.
You said you're going to marry him? Okay, so, all right, now, ladies. In my younger days, I admit, I was kind of wild. I was kind of out there. I would do crazy shit at the club. I mean, but... Ladies, I mean, if I did that, I mean, would you really be that offended? Liquor store, would you be that offended if I did that?
What? Just came up to me and whipped a dick out?
Nah, I mean, I just literally walked up to you with my dick out, but shit. You got on.
But the motherfucker getting ready to do it.
I need to know what I'm answering.
Oh, man, I'm not no flash in there.
Let that bitch hang.
I'm saying the conversation came up. Because now, don't get it twisted, man. We ain't the only ones that come up here with these wild conversations.
Okay.
Now, where my man at? What way low at? Wait, Lowe ain't got back on.
Hey, man, you got a car upstairs, man? I got $5, man.
Hold on. Really?
I always come over here.
Can you hear me? Y'all excuse me for a second. Just excuse me for 1 second. Hey, y'all niggas quit acting rude. We doing a fucking show here.
All right. I'm back to the regularly scheduled motherfucking program. God damn. All right. What was I at?
What
up?
Nah, I mean, I know you. You seem like a motherfucker. That, man, you seem like we pretty much on the same level when it comes to crazy shit. I mean, what's one of the wildest things you done did going to the club?
Shit, got my dick sucked in the bathroom.
Now, is that taboo? I mean, because a lot of women, first of all, let me ask, did you go in the men or the women's bathroom?
I was in the women's bathroom.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, and that's class. That's class for you. See, he didn't bring you into the bathroom with the rest of the niggas so they'd be like, my turn. He went in the woman's bathroom where it was more elegant at. That's what I'm
saying. So they can say they turn.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. And she took me in there.
Okay. See, if she took you in the... if she took you in the female's bathroom, would you go?
That's you and me.
D?
Who me?
Yeah, I'm talking
about
D.
Hell yeah, yeah. I go, yeah. It won't matter, men or women. Wherever she take me, we going.
All right.
I never did in the women's, but I go. Because when I initiated it, I went into the men's.
You weren't being respectable to her.
I think she was all right.
I would say she came anyway. I feel you. All right. Well, now let me ask. Okay, I'm gonna start with liquor stores. Liquor stores. Wildest thing you done did in the club.
I can't answer that question because, honest to goodness, I've never been into a club.
So
I'm
excluded.
I've never
what?
Been to a club.
What?
I'm not. You
ain't never been in a
bar? I've never been to a
club.
Yeah,
a bar? Restaurant?
Yeah, I've been to a bar. Yeah, I've been to a bar. I've been to a club. Some shit like that. But I've never been to a club.
All right, it ain't got to be this one. But it ain't got to be.
This is just rubbing off, man.
Off. You're playing with his toes and shit, yeah. They got rollers like that.
Wait, no, what the hell is you talking about?
I'm telling you, this shit's just rubbing off, man.
What the fuck is going on tonight, man? God damn.
Word. Shit, go to that gas station.
God, way low.
What's up,
come
man?
Come on, man. Man, you ain't normally the rude motherfucker on the show.
My bad. Motherfucker, boy.
Hey, hold on, man. Let's back up. Let's back up. Back up for a second. Back up for a second. You ain't never been to the club?
No, I've never been to the club.
Ever. I mean, you don't go dancing or nothing?
Nope, I've never been out to a club.
God damn. Deacon got
man,
no
we need that
full
tank. Huh?
Come
on, baby. Wait a minute, so you ain't never been to, you ain't never been to JD's, nothing, just...
Is that a club? Okay, I've been to a bar, I've been to a pub.
Yeah,
you've
like been
but,
to a bar, but you ain't been to a club.
Yeah, I've never been to no club. Where, you know what I'm saying, there's a dance floor and or whatever. I don't know. I've never been there.
You can do the same thing at a bar.
I guess.
You should know.
So, if the wildest thing I ever did at a bar. I ain't never done nothing wild at a bar. Shit, got up and sang. That's how it is.
So, you mean to tell me the wildest thing you ever did at a bar is karaoke?
Oh,
all right, we taking you out. We gonna take you out. We gonna take you out on a Sin City night. We gonna get everybody together.
First,
we're going to
let Jadine take you into the ladies' bathroom. then we're going to take you into the men's bathroom. We just going to stretch you all across the club. You got to get caught up.
What makes you think I've done stuff like that at a club?
Huh?
You just inquiring?
What?
I mean, I've never did nothing like that at a club.
Fuck it. We take both of y'all.
Hey, man, look. Check this out, dog. I can see Lucas still now, man, in the club. Fucked up. She done jumped on top of the bar.
Pussy don't tell me now. I gotta turn this nigga out. So you don't want nobody else but me and only me.
Hey, and then find out it's just a bouncer.
I thought that was
Diddy. Up at the club.
Right. I thought that was Diddy. He was. Shit.
I feel so. Oh. You ain't not been to the club, boy. You got to go to the club at least once in your life.
Yeah. Well, I don't disagree with that. It just ain't happened yet.
So you didn't come down here and do it.
We ain't trying to have a good time, man. We ain't trying to get shot at.
Why do you always got to be bringing up negative shit? Go to the club and not get shot at. Negative motherfuckers.
He's just a negative motherfucker.
Hey, wait up.
What up?
What up?
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Not nice.
All right.
Nah, man. Hey, but look, I'm coming down for the family reunion, man. We're going to take her to the club, dog.
When is your family reunion?
Up. I got some reunion in Indianapolis, man, in July.
Oh, July. Man, we done been and went to the club 4 or 5 times before you get here.
My bad.
Anyway, it's going down July, man. We're going to have to get you down here a little earlier than that.
Shit, July my birthday. Well, July 30th my birthday.
Once
so.
You want to go out to the club, once you can look sexy, you don't have to have all the clothes on. I'm just saying.
We don't know what you're saying.
Exactly what you want, man.
I think he got it on speakerphone. He got his phone on speakerphone or something.
He fucking with that boost. Hold on, y'all. We got a new call. Call, who's that?
Hello.
Hello.
Who is it?
It's Felicia.
What's up, Rev?
Nothing much.
Oh, the good rapper.
Long time no hear.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Something must be wrong. What's going on? Talk to me. I'm here for you.
I only pushed one so I could see when is your family reunion, because mine is in July in Nap too.
We cannot be related. You can't be related. Hell no. Hell to the no.
You're right. That would be so horrible.
That would be that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. It's I don't even know the weekend, to be honest with you. I ain't going to even lie to you. It's one of those weekends in July. Our maiden name is Carter.
You know, I don't know what their name is. It's going to be my first time meeting them, so I don't know.
I'll see you there. I'll see you there.
That's going to be fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Run, baby, run.
After two years arguing with this motherfucker, you find out he your cousin.
Fucked up.
At the picnic time, some cousin.
Hey, wear your Sin City shirt so I know.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, is you still in Albuquerque? What's going on with you?
Nah, I moved back to Indiana.
Oh,
when my dad passed.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry to hear that. Mm-hmm. So, y'all, man, what happened with the business?
It's still there.
Oh, so you just came back. You planning on going back?
At some point.
I ask because I hear it's a lot of black people actually moving to Albuquerque now.
They need to.
I'm like, damn, Albuquerque?
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought about you, like, well, damn, I know somebody in Albuquerque.
No, I'm back at home now.
Dodging them bullets.
Why you keep putting Indiana down, man?
I'm saying, this ass moved to Minnesota with the damn mountains and shit, think he uppity and shit, just because he above elevation and shit.
But shit, they on First 48 every goddamn day.
Yeah. Goddamn meth labs and shit.
Well, shit, the only reason Gary on there because they scared to go to that motherfucker.
He
jacked the cameraman with the camera in his hand. Give me that camera.
Why do you hate Gary so much, man?
Man. Just memories,
for
dude.
No
just
reason.
A lot of bad memories in that motherfucker, man.
Like all your
you know
motherfucking memories? Like all your memories in Minnesota, good.
Most of them.
Remember, that's where you got married at.
That's the only bad one.
Well, hell, you should hate that.
Ain't that enough?
Right, ain't that enough? Shit.
Right. I ain't got nothing against Gary, man. I just sleep on the bridge before I move back to that motherfucker.
Sleep on the bridge before you move back to the G. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's real fucked up.
Hey, I'm not knocking it, though. I mean, shit, my father still live there. My sister still live there. So, you know.
Of course.
It's all right.
Just when I go, you know, it's just like it's always cloudy when I go.
Because they know
you're never out.
Because they know you're a gloomy motherfucker. That's exactly why. Hey, this gloomy motherfucker didn't came. Way low. Way low's got. What is wrong with way low today? He the rudest motherfucker of all today.
I ain't saying shit.
I mean,
him and Wick drinking the same thing.
You said what?
I see him and Wick drinking the same thing.
Counting that stuff,
and
I ain't fucked up.
Somehow
I'm drinking the
same
thing. Oh, God. What? You see what I'm saying? That motherfucker sound like Bam Bam and J-Lo sound like Barney Rubble.
This is just one hell of a night, huh?
Yeah, I ain't even started yet.
So what you gonna do, man? I mean, you're getting married tomorrow. What you gonna do?
Hopefully I say I do. I don't wanna be like Janine. Be late and shit.
Yeah, now you already know. If she late, Janine tell her. If she late, is that a sign?
Yes, it is.
That's a sign like a motherfucker.
All right, now
fuck
you know what, dog? You need to have a talk with Janine. Janine needs to give you a walkthrough of all the bad shit. Because Janine did everything possible not to get married that day. Seriously. So, Janine, give him all the signs. Everything you did to let him know that what to be looking for.
I left a bunch of stuff at the house. So I had to go back. And then a couple of people called me. Was like, their car broke down. So I was like, oh, I'll come pick you up.
That's fucked up. That is really
hell
tough.
No.
Well, so I
know if you pull that shit on me.
I'll be tough. Come in there, motherfucker, late if you want. Preacher, duck.
Damn.
Be some gunshots going off up in this motherfucker. Come to my wedding late, and you supposed to be the bride?
I come here like I'm just one of the people coming for the wedding, and people tackling me as soon as I get there, like, and I'm like, what?
Right, I'm standing next to the preacher. I'm standing next to the preacher. She and the motherfucker in the audience. You know what I'm saying? They playing the music in the audience, looking back like everybody else, waiting on the blast.
So we'll be glad when she get here.
Man, I'm about to tear that motherfucker up. That motherfucker better hope he close to God, because I'm going to start some shit.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, all the groomsmen, they all started drinking and giving him drinks. They probably was thinking the same thing, like, ooh, this bitch ain't going to show up.
You know how I hurt that was, how hurtful that would be. My mama standing there looking at me like, I told you.
Right.
I told you.
Now, dog, I'm gonna give you a bit of advice, man. That's your mama, and you know I love your mama just like I love my own mama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to sit down until after everything's done.
See, my mama gonna set it off. Where that bitch at? She got my baby up there looking stupid. Oh. Give me that bitch number. What's her number? Call her ass right now.
No, your mama cannot do the same thing she did before.
Oh, my God.
Did a motherfucker go to the
bathroom?
Are
you serious, dog? Are you serious? You didn't just do that. What?
Nothing,
man.
You know what?
My shit on me.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
is. No,
we just heard the toilet flush.
And it's from your phone. My shit on you.
Man,
I had to take a fucking piss. I had to drain the lizard. Shit. I ain't gonna hold my shit
in the yard. Man, you know what? Now, see, this is the true definition of when you say the show must go on. This motherfucker just took a piss on the show. This motherfucker. This motherfucker just took a piss on the and flushed
it. It's your fucking home now.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my God.
Alright.
Alright.
You know what? We. You know what, man. I'm gonna go to another song. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna go to another song. I'm a Wu side. Go to another song. We'll be right back.
What the deal?
Y'all want to let me slide. What you need to do right now.
Get into that new shit, but that motherfucker was nice.
Well, nah, that's old, man.
It's new to me.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, though, it's new to me.
Shit, that's that, what's the name of that album? I forgot the name of that album. I think it was self-titled, so it's got a red cover on the front of it. That whole CD.
I ain't never heard it before.
Yeah, that whole CD, though. It's a good CD to get some ass to.
Yeah, that's a great CD to get some ass. Matter of fact, I had to go cop the Greatest Hits. You know, they're kind of underrated group, but, man, I like them.
Hey, Waylo, would you get married again, man?
Sure,
or you totally dead
one.
Set against it?
No, I took the right one. I get married again.
Janine, would you get married again? Or are you totally against it?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
That don't sound too confident. You hesitated on that tip.
Okay, now, all right, let me ask. All right, Janine, would it be the same type of marriage? I mean, would the new guy get to enjoy the perks the old husband got to enjoy?
That's why if you hit your phone.
Yeah, if you the person that if we decide to get married, of course it's gonna be the same thing.
That's what I would think. Hold on, dog. I got a question on that one. Why would you change the perks?
You talking to me?
No,
I'm talking to you, dog. No, I'm not changing no perks. I'm just trying to see before I go buy this ring, do I get the same perks that the old boy got? But I'm trying to see. Yeah. We go to the club and I say pick the one in the red and she coming home with us. Shit, I'm not saying if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
All right, Rev, would you get married again? You was married before, right?
I still am, but I'm not for long. But anyway, yeah, I would again.
You said not for long?
I said I still am married, but not for long.
But you would do it again, even though the first one didn't work?
Yeah, I would do it again, but it wouldn't be the same.
Okay, what would you change?
My next husband wouldn't be as spoiled.
What?
He wouldn't be as spoiled.
Oh, spoiled.
Can I ask you a question? This is D-Rail. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Do you think that's something that, was he spoiled when you first met him, or you think that's something that was created throughout your relationship?
That was something I created.
Okay, so you would change what you did in their relationship so that your man is not so dependent on you.
Right. No, I wouldn't say dependent. I wouldn't say dependent. I wouldn't say dependent. I would say there's some things that I wouldn't do.
But then you
change.
Okay, but hold on, though. Look, what if that other dude, what if the next man suffered from that?
He wouldn't suffer. He can earn his own clothes and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. He can earn his own clothes.
What?
Yeah, you can do all that.
So, okay, hold on. So it sounds like, and just correct me if I'm wrong. So what I think I hear you saying, you iron his clothes, but he don't iron your clothes for you.
I don't even iron my clothes.
So no, I'm just saying if you do it, every
things
day,
I did
know,
as a wife.
Say,
it's not just that. It's a lot of things that I would do different.
Okay.
So in other
not
words,
just
you're
gonna iron the clothes.
So can I ask you something? If you gonna quit ironing the clothes, then that means.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to iron my clothes, you going to take out the garbage?
Nope. I'm sure not.
What?
Nope.
Wait a minute, I got to iron my clothes and take out the garbage?
Mm-hmm. And
cool. You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like you just put up with a lot of stuff and you fed up right now. You ain't finna do it with nobody.
Shit, this
no,
is caveman days. Iron my shit.
Whatever.
I mean, seriously.
It ain't just that. It's a whole lot of other stuff. That was just the first
thing.
I
can tell it's a lot of other stuff. It's a lot of other stuff that's bothering you. I can tell.
But now, my thing is this. But you can't go in another relationship. You can't go into this marriage bringing that bitterness from your last marriage, can you?
It's not
I agree.
You shouldn't make
the next one suffer.
Right.
Right.
That's not because they don't. It's something that they don't have to deal with from the start. If I don't.
What if I
iron
your clothes? What if I first meet you? What if I first meet you and I want to iron your clothes for you? I want to make breakfast for you before you go to work or whatever it is.
That's nice.
God damn, you bitter.
Man. Yeah, you're going to have some time. You need some time between the next marriage.
No, she's going to be late for the next marriage.
No, I don't. It's just certain ways going to have to go. And if they don't like it, then bye.
I mean, something as simple as I'm like, okay, I get up. Hey, baby, can you iron the shirt for me? You going to tell me no?
No, I mean, if I got a few minutes, I might, but if I don't feel like doing it, I ain't doing it.
Wow.
Hey, but marriage is about sacrificing, though, too, right?
Right.
Well, then he should have did it last night.
Damn.
Wow. Oh, somebody is pissed off. Bad.
I mean, so you don't think you harboring no bad feelings from your last marriage?
No, it's the same thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do all that catering that I was doing.
I got that. You know why? No, I shouldn't say I know why, but I think that is because you wasn't catered to.
I mean, I was catered to, but in different kinds of ways, not the way I wanted to be. Some people think money can do everything, and that was the thing. He thought he could do it if he did everything financially, then he had to do nothing else, which was a lie.
That's what I mean. That's how you weren't catered to the way that you were, you know, wanting to be catered to.
Hey, Red.
Right.
And he, you know, he didn't understand that, obviously.
Hey, Red.
What?
Red. I cater to you, baby.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Believe that, baby.
You
wouldn't be
saying
that if Mother Nature was on the phone.
Hell no.
She ain't on the phone, so I can say that right now.
He's going to be him, Ted.
That's pretty good. I like that, Jadine.
Come on, one more
time. Ironing all the clothes.
No, Red, but seriously. If you're going to a relationship thinking like that, it ain't
going to
work.
But I said, if they don't like it, bye. I don't care.
But he's already climbing uphill.
Not a weather comment. I guess
So what if you got with a dude and he giving you everything you want and everything grade A? You ain't gonna release those special privileges that you was holding back?
I may. It depends. If I feel like they deserve it, I will.
Yeah, but you can't wait too long to do that because he may not stick around.
Mm-hmm. Well, bye.
Well, there.
Man, that's tough, man. That's tough, dog.
But
that's a woman scoring. Yeah.
I don't care because I don't mind being single.
Cool. Hey, for the fellas, y'all think, hey, see, these niggas, boy. It'd be some niggas that'd be messing it up for dudes, man.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep. Because whoever fuck Rev over, fuck it up for a whole bunch of brothers.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, what if that right dude come along, but you got your walls up, you ain't going to even let him in, then you're going to end up losing him.
Well, I may. I mean, I don't know what I would do. I just have to wait and see when the time comes. I don't know. But like I said, I don't mind being single, so that's the reason why I really don't care.
Well, I tell you this. If I got up for an interview and I need you to iron my shirt and you tell me no, you better call them boys. We got a problem.
Nobody. I know how to take care of fellas like you that want to get unruly.
But I'm going on an interview. You my baby. You my boo. I'm like, baby, I'm going to jump in the shower. Can you iron my shirt for me? You know I got this interview coming up.
I'm going to tell you, better throw it in the dryer.
Oh, that's
damn.
We divorced like a motherfucker. A gnomish. I don't even want the record to show that we was ever married.
Right. Yeah, this is just going, this is just, man, god damn, you wasn't always like this, man. What's going on?
That nigga, he fucked it up.
Hey, I'm about to ready to get up out of here, man, take care of his business. Hope everybody have a peaceful night.
You've been talking the whole goddamn show.
But not to us. Hey, wait up.
What up?
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Man, how about you lick my tank? How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Pull your tank. Ain't that a bitch?
Oh, that sounds like some Bukkake shit right there. Wait, look, just started that Bukkake shit again.
You brought it up.
That wasn't me, that was Father Time.
Mm-hmm. I'll see it again.
Fucking cocksucker.
You know what, Father Time? Just you wait. You got to come to Indiana again.
You think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit has changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. Suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
Well, he just sent the long threat to you, Waylo.
He told you it's all good.
If I had a soundboard, it would say kiss my ass.
Damn, oh, it's all good, baby. Now we do.
I'm about to get out of here, though. Y'all have a good weekend and shit. I'm about to take care of this business and shit.
All right, man.
Anybody
hey,
in the 219 that's listening, y'all come down to the Link Bar, Jordan's Bikini Box, and get it in with your boy.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, I'm still going to holler at you, dog.
Put your body armor on before you go.
Shit, I'm already in this thing.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. All right, Doc.
All right,
Doc. Stay up,
right,
man. Be safe, man.
All right, man. Oh, boy. What a day. This has been a very long-ass day.
Man. I came back to the show tonight, man. I feel like Florida Evans, man.
Damn.
You
say what?
Say what?
I don't. You know what, man? This whole show just lost some fucking control tonight. I'm through. I'm through tonight. This damn show just lost all control. Motherfuckers just went and took a piss.
Hey, it happens, man. It happens. You know, every once in a while, you know, control be lost every once in a while. But hell, we do pretty good on getting control back, so it's all gravy, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm back full time, Holmes.
But somebody say,
don't everybody start clapping at once. Shit, fuck it. I clap for myself. I'm back, y'all.
This is the first we heard of.
Right. Oh, is that what that meant on the witch McCall? You lost the plantation?
Yeah, man. Fuck the plantation, man.
Why you quit your job?
A couple different reasons, man. We'll holler. A few of them. But, you know, it's all gravy, man. You know, I'm back on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, getting it in. Ain't that right, Red? I ain't arguing with you in so long.
Story.
Red been kicking my ass.
Don't say nothing else to me till we find out if we related or not. That's what you do.
Hey, Janine, I heard that.
What I missed.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to go back and archive this shit. I'll be ready. I knew exactly when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour, 27 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Morning. Little Stowe, you've been kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm. I'm just taking it all in.
All right. So, you know, when I come up from a family reunion, you know, I'm going to need a spot for my St. Ives. You got me, right?
I sure do. That'll be
the first. I got a discount?
You know what? Say what?
I get that discount, right? The hometown discount?
you get the same discount I get. How about that?
Shit, that's what's up. You work there, so shit, it's all great. You should be getting that shit free.
You think so, don't you? It's a big difference between what should happen and what actually happened.
I didn't know you done walked out of there without paying a few times. Come on now.
You don't know that. I have done that. I pay for everything I get out of there, cuz. Everything.
Okay. So that's your story and you sticking to it.
Right. Hey, you walked out. That was some fists or some shit. Put a car in the back.
Who is that? You don't stay somewhere for damn near a decade because you steal it. I mean, that don't happen.
You ain't stealing. You just borrowed it till payday. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Is that what it is?
And you've been there 10 years, so you know when they're going to do inventory.
Do I?
You know when inventory time comes. Let me replace this shit before they do it. I know they're doing inventory on the 22nd.
Okay.
Been there 10 years.
I got you on the same house. Let's just call that, okay? I got you on
Bet.
Your beer. I told you that
Bet.
10 minutes ago. All right.
I'm there.
All right.
I'm there. I'm going to hit you up bright and early. As soon as I cross the state line. Hey, I'm close. I need the address, GPS.
Gotcha.
All right, man. We're going to do something we ain't did in a while. We're going to end this early. We're going to end this approximately at 11 o'clock.
Oh, Janine.
I think it was last night or last Wednesday night, but you just as you were saying, are they hanging us up one by one? It was like the whole shit ended. That shit was funny. I was like, yep, they sure are. They cut it all off.
That's exactly what they did, too.
Right.
1 second I heard your voice, and the next second it was over.
Man, it's like they wait right. They be like, all right, you know what? We're going to let these motherfuckers get a good conversation going, and then we're going to cut their ass off.
Yeah, they be listening, man.
Who cut them off?
Motherfuckers be listening. Why you think we explicit? Because they be listening.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I'm having a lot of technical difficulty over here, dog. So why don't you do this ending roll call so we can get up out of here.
All right, Janine, you got any last words?
It was a good show. It was nice talking with everyone, and I'll be on next week.
Cool in the game, Red. My motherfucking
nice
my
Nice talking
eight.
To everybody.
You make sure you call in next week, Red.
Great.
I'll try.
Janine, Red,
don't try. Make it happen.
Whatever.
Look at Stoke.
Oh, as always, I enjoyed myself. Good show. And I'll talk to you all next week.
That's what's up. All right, dog. Take us out.
All right, man. SinCityRadio.name.com. Hit us up, man. You know what? We do it. Take us on out of here, man.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. Next Tuesday, y'all. 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern.
Yeah.
Hey,
real quick.
If
you turn it on, I do it.
What the hell? All right, y'all. We out of here. Peace.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. 219-895. Who was that? Oh, they hung up.